Greetings in Jesus' name on this 23rd day of August, the year of our Lord, 2019. Here we are again on a fabulous Friday, another productive week of radio ministry, and we're so excited about the opportunities of preaching the Word of God and teaching the Word of God on the radio. How thrilling it is to be able to be entrusted with the declaration of the truth. And so we count it a great honor and a privilege to be able to come into your listening area and to share something out of the Word of God and to update you on what our Lord continues to do. My, what a day we had yesterday. Very busy working here in my office and then working on our new shop for our Christian Academy where we're going to be teaching trades. Then I went down and accepted the delivery of a 10 by 16 storage shed. Then we went and picked up another 12 by 16 storage shed, and then came back home and did some more work with the bulldozer and was able to just have a wonderful night of and wonderful day of ministry. Very, very productive, very busy. Today we're preparing to sell our home. They're coming to take pictures, and we'll be selling our old farmhouse and headed back on the back property to get into a more economical home, something that we can afford a little bit more, and do our best to do what we can for the Lord in these latter days, these last days, the Bible says. We want to set ourselves up to be able to minister effectively in these days. Now, don't get on me for saying this, but this is the year we turn 50. My wife's already 50, I turned 50. And we're preparing ourselves for our latter years. You said, well, you're not in a grave. Oh, no, I'm not in a grave. I'm wide open. But it's just that we want to make preparation and do our best for Christ. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me in Proverbs chapter number 23. The Bible talks about the effects of wine, the effects of liquor, and what it does to an individual. The Bible talks extensively about this, and it has an influence. The Bible says, in this context of liquor, and can you imagine today that we actually have in Maine legalized pot, that you can go down to a convenience store and buy pot? Could you ever imagine that we would come to a day where there would be drugs that would be sold right on the convenience store, right on the street corner? And the same thing has happened years ago with this thing called alcohol. And it is a great drug that has destroyed many people's lives and families and relationships. And the Bible says in this passage of Scripture, thine eyes shall behold strange women. This is the effects of alcohol. This is what it's doing. It's causing your eyes to behold strange women. Women that you would have never even glanced at. But when you get under the influence of alcohol, you begin to do foolish things. And there's a great influence taking place here. It causes your eyes to behold strange women. Listen to this. And thine heart shall utter perverse things. This is the influence of alcohol. I'm emphasizing the word influence because I'm headed somewhere. The influence of alcohol is devastating. Your eyes behold strange women. Your heart utters perverse things. And you become so wild and cantankerous and foolish in your actions just because the drug of alcohol has entered into your veins. You said, what are we going to do about this? Well, we're going to have to stop the influence. Now, some of you are saying, amen, Brother Bell. Thank God I'm not under the influence of alcohol. Well, I want to ask you, dear friend, who's influencing you? Or what's influencing you? And what's the result? You may not be influenced by alcohol, but you could be influenced today by an old negative attitude. You could be influenced today by a negative friend. Even preachers hang around other preachers that are of negative influence. They have one message. And it's not Christ either. It's some hobby horse message that they're on. And every time they preach, that's what they get to. And you could be influenced to be negative in regards to that. Oh, yes. What are you influenced by today? My prayer and desire is that I would be influenced by the lovely Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, that He would be the very everything in my life, my song, the one I look to, the one who is not only my Savior, but my supplier, my sustainer, my succorer, the one who helps me along life's journey. I am praying today that Christ Jesus would be the one that is truly influencing me. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on Monday.